going to start with the historical designations and the Canmore Hotel. This is all tied together here.
The last time we heard about this was just over a year ago when the Heritage Properties Corporation, and this is a company that is looking to preserve historic buildings in Alberta.
But also redevelop them.
Redevelop them and make them profitable.
Yeah, exactly.
Funny how you can do two things at once. he approached council about the designation, and I think one of the most important things to designate the hotel as a historic resource protects it from future redevelopment. But to do that as well, the town of Canmore has to offer some sort of compensation. Mm-hmm. Options were considered by council, but you didn't necessarily feel it was time to pick one.
It's been an exercise planning department's been engaged in for some time now with the owner. It's clearly important to council to maintain the Canmore Hotel as it is today, at least from the exterior. And so we have been prepared to negotiate in some way with the landowner to see that happen. There was a couple of options planning worked out with the owner. The option that council preferred was essentially a tax incentive. So over the next 15 years, there would be essentially a refund of the portion of the property taxes that are attributed to the increased assessed value. In that case, the offsetting cost estimated to be somewhere in the $80,000 or $90,000 price range over 15 years, at which point that agreement ends and the full value of assessment is taxed completely.
The second option is preferred by the owners,
sure,
which is an upfront. They won't have to pay offsite levies, mm-hmm. which people pay when they redevelop or they develop on mm-hmm. land. Yeah. That's about $118,000.
Also, the offsite levy model is very complicated, and there's concern that if all of the anticipated projects don't proceed as worked into the model, it skews the model. And there's concern from the private development sector that they would end up picking up the difference in the offsite levy model. The other thing that's a factor in this is the need for the developer to have some dedicated parking. And
parking in the downtown, that's not an issue.
Apparently it is, Tanya. One of the interesting and creative features that the developer is proposing for the rebuild is a two-car stacked parking device at the back of the site.
Sounds so, a little fancy for the Canmore Hotel, just saying.
Yeah, well, they also would like to have the small bit of 7th Avenue curb that's right adjacent to what's now the side door of the hotel be dedicated parking for the hotel, and they would, in their rebuilt plan, have that as the main entranceway. So council asked administration whether that had been run by the BRZ, the Downtown Business Association, and it hasn't. Ultimately, the decision to approve the option one, which was the tax incentive-based compensation, is subject to support from the Downtown Business Association.
The good news here is that everyone involved in the process really seems to want to keep the Canmore Hotel as some sort of historic type of building and not tear it down and build something else there.
In fact, they would take it back a few years and it would look exactly like it did 30 years, 40 years back or something.
Wow, cool.